You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, Business for South Africa has welcomed the risk-adjusted reopening of the economy that we heard from the President last night. I'm joined now by the Economic Intervention Workgroup lead, Martin Kingston. Evening, Martin. Obviously, you are engaged with government all the time around these issues. What's your first reaction to the President's speech last night and what now needs to really be focused on as we enter into level three?
Well, Michael, good evening to you and your listeners. We were very pleased with the way in which the President profiled the transition that we're going to embark upon out of level four into level three and hopefully through level three to level two. In fact, the level three that he's outlined and the conversations we've had with government suggest that it will be broader than originally anticipated, and with a few exceptions, I'm sure we'll come on to them, but it will enable most of the economy to go back to work, even if on a progressive basis. But I think we need to be by the same token, very aware of the fact that the incidence of transmission and indeed of mortality is increasing and likely to ramp up very significantly. And we need to ensure that we maintain, in fact, we improve on our conduct and our behavior in terms of social distancing, sanitation, and wearing the appropriate PPE. If we're going to lower the speed of transmission of the virus, which is going to be with us, as the President has said, that we agree for a very long time.
Yeah, if anything, we run the risk now of, as we get into level three, potentially in the broader public's mind, lowering our guard and our expectations, because people might feel that the curve has been flattened and victory has been achieved. But it's now more than ever that you need to wear your masks, to ensure that physical distancing, to clean surfaces all the time. I just want to get your sense of Business for South Africa and how effective you've been so far. You were formed as a vehicle to align government policymakers with industry experts, to act as this feedback mechanism or this bridge between business and government. Considering the issue of e-commerce was reversed and that we've now seen government taking on the on board the curfew concerns that were raised, one would assume that this initiative has actually been rather successful. From the inside, how has it functioned and are you satisfied with what you've achieved so far?
Well, you know, Business for South Africa was born out of this virtual situation when we were confronted with the arrival of COVID-19 in South Africa. And for a virtual platform, I believe it's been very successful. There are areas where we need to improve its focus and its emphasis. I'll give you two. One is, of course, the issue of behavioral change. We've made that a fundamental theme because at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to suppress the transmission of the virus without behavioral change. And it's not just in the workplace. So business has to step up to the plate at a much broader society level. I think we're doing that. The second is, of course, that next week the schools go back. Those parents that have prepared to let their children go back, it's going to have a fundamental impact upon not only transport patterns, but also the demands that are placed upon households, particularly working parents. And of course, those concerns still remain, and they need to remain. And the education year has been very significantly damaged, both primary and secondary, as well as tertiary. I believe that business has an important role to play. Now, having said all of that, we are in a very significant and ongoing dialogue with many arms of government, with our social partners at NEDLAC, and I believe that we have got a level of traction that we've never seen previously, certainly not since 1994, between business and other key players in the economy. And we've been able to help many sectors of the economy, from the smallest businesses through to very large ones, sectors that are domestic, sectors that are international, in a very difficult set of circumstances. And by the way, we're not setting ourselves up as some sort of opposition to government. We're partners with government, with labor, with civil society, in trying to create a mechanism to address the challenges of COVID-19, where the health of society is one issue. But broadly speaking, the fabric of society is another, let alone the robustness of the economy and returning the economy itself to health. And it wasn't, as you know, in a healthy situation before COVID arrived.
So the focus, we hope now, will shift to some of those structural reforms and also to the sections of the economy and workers who are still unable to operate, like restaurants and salons and spas and hotels and events and all of those things. But Martin, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for tonight. Martin Kingston of Business for South Africa.